Blog Talk Radio.
Of the great one, the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, singing Chain of Fools. That is from Aretha's Best 2001 release. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday. The time right now is 10:04 a.m. It is January 14th. And I'm here in the dog studio, because that's how we roll around here at American Vernacular. My name is Sandra Booker. For those of you who don't know, for those of you who do know, I'm glad that you're in the know. And it's great to be back on air and with you. I took some time off, as some of you may or may not know, because I needed it. But ladies and gentlemen, I am back, and I am back with a vengeance, because there is so much that is going on. I really considered ending this program. I really considered just finding something else to do, and I find that perhaps the most important thing I can do is be on this program, create and maintain a platform where people with varying opinions can be heard and that there is pushback. Pushback against the mainstream corporate-owned media that allows lies and distortions to be put out every day without them ever, ever being checked. Now, there's some incredible stuff going on in the news. As many of you are aware, there was a terrorist attack in France on the headquarters of the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. And I believe 12 people at that specific location were killed. That total rose to 17. But what's absolutely remarkable, and I've been watching the mainstream media, is how they've completely ignored in this country the fact that a Muslim police officer, let me repeat that, a Muslim police officer, not an agent of ISIS, not a sleeper cell, but a police officer in the service of his duty as an officer in the city of Paris was gunned down by those same extremists. And I want to be careful in calling these people extremists because Christians have gunned people down too. Jewish people, let me rephrase that, Zionists have gunned people down too in the name of defending their religion. And people who oppose these ideas are gunned down too and told that we have to believe what you say. I'm currently having a free speech battle with Facebook and other social media network platforms that want to tell you what you can and cannot say and will block you up to 30 days with no ability to appeal the decision. This is an outrage, ladies and gentlemen, and this is an outrage that we here in America need to really start taking a different view of. Now, I wasted 15 minutes of my life, I'll admit it, by watching Morning Joe, which they really should call Morning Ho or either Morning Blow, because both apply. But Morning Joe had the audacity to actually say that anti-Semitism is widespread in Europe. Widespread in Europe, all throughout Europe. If anti-Semitism is so widespread throughout Europe, this was designed to target European Jews, not Middle Eastern Jews, European Jews. Would not that suggest to you that it is the Christians of Europe that simply don't like their European Judeo brothers and sisters? But I absolutely listened to this nonsense by Joe Scarborough attempting to justify Israel's always outrageous response, always extreme response, never measured, doesn't have to be, as if it's legitimate. I want to remind the American people of something listening to this program, and this is very important that you should think about this. You should seriously, seriously think about this. The Benjamin Netanyahu regime assassinated 17 journalists among 2,143 other Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, and that was only last summer. This man had the audacity to stand up and walk in the front row of a rally in Paris protesting terrorism and ensuring freedom of speech as a basic right while saying that the Palestinians don't have a right to exist while getting over $100 million, let me rephrase that, $100 billion from the United States taxpayer that includes a lot of Muslims for the rebuilding of an all-white nation in the center of the Middle East? Wow, America. for all those people who hold up Je suis Charlie signs, take a moment to go look at the website of Charlie Hebdo. You will quickly understand that this was a satirical newspaper funded and financed for the sole purpose of agitating the Muslim, Arab, Islamic community. I went looking for caricatures of the Virgin Mary performing a Monica Lewinsky, and I saw nothing. I went looking for images highlighting the atrocities and mocking them of the Holocaust, of the Crusades, of the Inquisition. Nothing. So let's not pretend that Charlie Hebdo was about free speech, freedom of expression. Charlie Hebdo was about dehumanizing and belittling a group of people because they had the power of a government to do so. I would love to know the name of the police officer, his full name, because I haven't been able to find it in a single news article. Here's a photograph that's been circulated on Occupy Wall Street by Sandart Cho. It shows a picture of the police officer, and it says, "Je suis Ahmed." And the caption reads, "I'm not Charlie. I'm Ahmed, the dead cop. Charlie insulted me, disrespected me, and ridiculed my faith, and I lost my life defending him. I'm a Muslim." I have yet to see any news outlet in the United States of America ask for and or demand an interview with the young, dark-skinned Muslim gentleman. Who took 17, nearly 20 people into a downstairs basement of that kosher grocery store. That's right, where a Muslim had been hired to work in that kosher grocery store. And that young man said, "Be quiet. Because if they hear you, they'll come down here and they will kill us all. Not just the Jews. They will kill us all. They will kill me because I have attempted to save your life. To behave as if I am truly a Muslim. To protect you in the face of danger. Risking my own life to do it. And if Benjamin Netanyahu cared a rat's excrement opening about freedom of speech and freedom of expression and freedom to come and go as one chooses without fear, then maybe somebody should ask Benjamin Netanyahu to explain the rationale behind bombing an entire neighborhood to avenge the killings of three young Jewish boys. Outrageous. In every way, outrageous. And then the American Negro is supposed to sit around and shut their mouths when they are told, "Where was the president? It would have been nice if he had showed up and stood up and blah, 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 and yakety schmackety." Yeah? Well, where the fuck was Paris? They didn't show up to Ferguson. Where was the European Union? They didn't show up to New York to protest the killing, the assassination of Eric Garner. The president had no obligation. The president of the United States had no obligation to go to that rally whatsoever. He had no obligation to do it. Because here's a reminder, folks, and you'll pardon my vernacular, the United States of America is not a European nation. But did you forget that? What's a bunch of blokes that you forgot that you killed and slaughtered millions of Indians, not to mention the 20 million Africans you stole, to build your utopia and you still failed? And isn't that why you're trying to create an all-white utopia in the middle of the Middle East? The next thing you know, you'll be telling everybody that you built a goddamn pyramid. Outrageous. Do not misunderstand me, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, my fellow Americans. When I say to you, I regret the loss of life in this situation. I regret the loss of life in Palestine. I regret the loss of life that takes place on American streets every day by way of police officers or people who feel that they are entitled to behave like the law with impunity. I mourn the lives of Kenneth Chamberlain, Kelly Thomas, Sean Bell, Amadou Diallo, Rakia Boyd, Michael Brown, Eric Garner, Jonathan Farrell, in a list that goes on and on and on and on. And I mourn those lives just as I mourn the lives of Wenjin Liu and Rafael Ramos. You know why? These are my fellow Americans being lost to gun violence on a daily basis. So I stand with the President of the United States when he chose not to be a hypocrite and go over there and stand in the midst of hypocrites. He had no obligation to stand with former Nazis and current ones either. Got that, Morning Joe? Are you hearing me, Mr. Joe Scarborough? And if the Jews are entitled to have a place where they can be free of persecution and death and mistreatment, where is the utopia for the American Negro who should be entitled to the very same? We have been had, my brothers and sisters. We have been had and we have been conned, and we should all be angry about it. This same nation that is telling you the President of the United States should have showed up to this rally to denounce terrorism. Really, what they wanted the President of the United States to do was to go to that rally and denounce Islam, to denounce Muslims, to denounce any person that would have the audacity to say to the state of Israel, you are wrong. Thank you, Mr. President, for not falling into that trap. Thank you, Mr. President, because the mainstream media will not thank you, but I will sit here and I will thank you. And that is one of the benefits of being unbought and unbossed. I thank you for not sending a single member of your administration to participate in what was nothing more than a photo op for political gain. If Mr. Netanyahu truly believed in freedom, truly believed in reconciliation, why is it that Mr. Netanyahu did not take that very same opportunity to reach out to Muslims throughout Europe, to thank those Muslims that sacrificed their lives and risked their own to defend others in that kosher market and on the streets of Paris? Shame on you, mainstream American media. Shame on you, MSNBC. Shame on you, Chris Matthews. Shame on you, Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski. Shame, shame, shame on all of you. Because you've tried to slant this story in a way that this story did not go down. The state of Israel and its last campaign to destroy Gaza and make and clear land left a lot of people dead, displaced. That regime was allowed to bomb 7 UN hospitals that they had deemed shelters. Can you imagine the outcry around the world if Hamas had done such a thing? It is the hypocrisy. It is the hypocrisy that has to be addressed and must be stopped. For those people who will say, Sandra Booker, you are an anti-Semitic, good luck with that since I just happen to be Jewish. Good luck with that. But let me say this to you. It will not stop me from speaking the truth. And as surely as I am also Negro, if this offends some in my community, and I mean my American community by that, so be it. See, this is what freedom of speech is truly all about. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. It can upset you. You can be pissed off. Doesn't mean you got to go kill nothing. But maybe it will get you to think about the world in a way in which you fail to do so on a daily basis. If Charlie Hebdo had the right to spew hatred, its ugliness, to demean other people in the name of a joke, if they had the right to do that, then no person should be blocked or banned when using social media for any amount of time. They should have the right to say whatever they want and let their words determine how they're treated in society. But they shouldn't be prevented from doing it. That is the true meaning of freedom of speech. And in the United States of America, it's as if the First Amendment only applies to the Anglo. Anybody else has to allow the Anglo to speak for them. That is bullshit. That's outrageous. That is racism of the worst kind. Because if you have not lived my experience, you cannot know my experience. And if you don't know my experience, you cannot speak for me. Got it? Great. The fact that we live in the United States of America and we are told that this is the greatest nation in the world. Seriously? Do we have racial tensions in America? Seriously? In this great Judeo-Christian nation of ours? Seriously? Does not that clearly demonstrate that the Anglo is the one failing to evolve emotionally, psychologically, spiritually? And yet you turn the finger to the other guy. Well, you know, Israel would have the right to exist if those nomads would just go away. Excuse me, those are not nomads. Those are called Palestinians, and they were there when you arrived on those boats in 1940. They were already there. You were not fleeing religious persecution from Muslims in Europe. You were fleeing religious persecution from other Europeans, white folk, Anglos, call them whatever you want. But now all of a sudden, that has changed. If you have the opportunity, because of course Facebook took it down on my page, saps, but if you get the opportunity, go check out the interview yesterday of Joe Scarborough. I mean, it's absolutely mind-numbing, where he talks about how, you know, the Jews have a right to have land so that they can be protected from the anti-Semitism that is all over Europe and that has always been all over Europe. Say what? Right. That's what he said, that the anti-Semitism in Europe, not Africa, not Central America, not Asia, Europe, you know, the most civilized society in the world, Europe. If there is extreme anti-Semitism in Europe, if the Jews of Europe were expelled from Europe, who expelled them? Wouldn't that have been other white people, other Europeans? So when Joe Scarborough makes the statement that anti-Semitism has always been rampant in Europe, and this is why the European Jews need a place in the Middle East so they can be protected, wouldn't that be the ultimate form of white-on-white crime, to be able to expel one group of whites because you don't agree with their religious views, their banking practices? Don't blame this on Hamas. Don't blame this on the Palestinians. Maybe the anti-Jewish fervor that is on the rise in Europe is the result of what Europeans see going on in the Middle East. Has anyone ever considered that? You'll never hear that point of view in the mainstream media. This is what I do know. Before the state of Israel ever existed, it was the British Mandate of Palestine. Go look this up if you don't believe me. What I also know is that but before Prime Minister and or President of the State of Israel, not one of them, only four of them were actually born on that soil. All the rest are from, wait for it, Europe. That's right. The very first president of the State of Israel, Chaim Weizmann, not born in the Middle East, born in Russia, what they now call Belarus. Do you see the con that has been played on the American people? And it's been a double con, because the United States government has been paying Nazis, former Nazis. In other words, we know your address, we know where you're living, we're sending you a check. We've been paying the Nazis while giving the state of Israel all of this money. So you see how the United States burns the candle at both ends, covers herself in both ways? President Barack Obama signed legislation with a vote of 420-0. Are you listening to that number? 420-0 to end in Social Security benefits for former Nazis. Wow. Is this the same Social Security office that's being told needs to be closed because it doesn't have money for the people? We've run out of money. And if these same people in our great Congress could stand up and say they want the FEMA money back from American survivors of Hurricane Katrina and American survivors of Hurricane Sandy, why in the fuck are we not demanding every single dime paid to every single Nazi back and ASAP? Don't we have the right to do that? Shouldn't we have the right to do that? And if we could have a vote in Congress of 420-0 because no good congressman or woman wanted to go on record defending the right to pay former Nazis American taxpayer dollars, you mean to tell me that you would allow these people to tell you that there is no money for public education, that there is no money for Social Security, that it's running out? Perhaps we would refill the coffers if we demanded all that money back from former Nazis. Look how we have been conned, America. Look how we have been conned. Oh, I told you, it's going to be on this morning. Let me say this, my brothers and sisters. Until some of us here in America decide enough is enough, and it really is enough, until some of us in this country come together and say it is not only time for a real third political party in this nation, but one that is solely and completely independent of the Republican agenda and the Democratic creed. We forget that the Democrats were the original Republicans in this country. We forget that the progressive movement came out of the Republican Party. But at the end of the day, we've taken all of those colors and we've ended up with just a big, messy mess. Nothing stands out but the vitriol and anger and bitterness that is part and parcel for what it means to live and die in America, dressed up in her good old-fashioned corruption. Until some of us in the United States of America decide we truly believe in freedom of speech and freedom of expression, and we believe that that is the inalienable right of all Americans, not just some, until we lose this minority mentality that is so deeply ingrained in the United States and yet appears nowhere in the United States Constitution, we are doomed to be a nation broken and broker. Until some of us have the courage to lay down our lives for something worth living for, we too will be bullied and pushed around and told what we can and cannot say, what we're allowed to believe and not believe, what God to serve and what God is inferior and should not be served. Until some of us have truly said enough is enough and take to the streets in the numbers that we saw in Paris and in other places around the world, in absolute defiance of being made third-class citizens in a second-class society while being told it is the greatest in the world, until we are ready, willing, able, committed to the cause of freedom for all people so that that will be a model to the rest of the world, then we are nothing but talkers and not doers. We're spitters, not swallowers. We're broken. And we just don't want to admit it. For those people that follow this program, I want to invite you to join a movement that I am starting. And this is a movement to stop censorship in social media. This is a movement to push back against those people who consider us nobodies, even though we are the individual ants that allow their platforms to flourish. I am starting this campaign because I have been the victim of this type of censorship, this type of social silencing. But I will not go silently. We will be kicking off this campaign very soon through Fundly. For those of you who want to make a donation, I deeply appreciate it. For those of you who will insist on getting the very, very cool gear that's going to be available for your purchase, I assure you, every single dime that we collect is not only going to go into fighting for no censorship in social media, but I hope that this will catch fire in such a way that it allows us to develop seed money to start a third political party in this nation that stands for freedom of speech, that stands for freedom of expression, that does not promote discrimination in our military, that respects a woman's right to choose, that absolutely 100% wants and will get gun control in this country until we have a party that will run on those things, because that is what they believe in, and that they will get candidates to run on those issues, nothing will change. I want to live in an America where my child can get a bag of weed instead of a gun. I would be okay with that. And why shouldn't I be able to say that? I would be much happier living in a society where there was television programming that made boys think of girls or other boys in a romantic way and not as somebody to harm and hurt and mutilate. I would be okay with that. But unfortunately, in this country, the minute you want to have an opinion that is contrary to the groupthink, oh, something's wrong with you. Yeah, that's right. I'm an individual with a brain of my own. What a concept. This can be a very depressing time, ladies and gentlemen, or this can be a very exciting time. We can sit around and keep hoping that Hillary Clinton is going to be our savior, or we can actually get to work and do what the Tea Party did. Keep in mind, folks, the Tea Party is now saying that they're going to leave the Republican Party because the Republican Party no longer is willing to do their bidding. I'm sorry. And why are we still waiting on the Democrats, those of us who are independents, progressive, and vote Democratic? Why are we still waiting on these people when 25 of those same Democratic senators stood in line with the Republicans to give the American people the XL pipeline, which means to poison our water for profits, and multinational corporations? 25 of them, baby. 25 of them did that. Did it. They wonder why the people did not show up and vote for them in the last election. Hey, America, I think you did a great job. I think you did a great thing by not putting the Democrats back in office, because the Democrats have demonstrated that they are not on the side of the people, that they are owned as well. Mary Landrieu and her cohorts were shocked that the American people did not show up to the polls to give her a job that would have imposed the XL pipe, the Keystone pipeline, on us. Excuse me, Mary Landrieu, honey, ain't nothing that hot about you. Got it? So the American people are very wise to say to the Democratic Party, since we realize you are stabbing our president in the back, we have no obligation to show up at the polls and put you in an elected position so that you can say you are doing the will of the people. You got it right this time, America, and I hope you'll get it right when they come to you singing Kumbaya, asking us, the Negroes, well, just get in line and vote for Hillary and we'll figure it out after Election Day. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't think so. It's not supposed to go down like that. And it's not going to go down like that. It is time for the American people to choose better for themselves. Hey, we know about the community organizing because we've got the world's greatest community organizer that showed up when they told us that Hillary Clinton was going to be the president the last time, and he didn't talk about it. He just got to work and got the work done. And he got a lot of people fired up. and ready to go. And we came together. And look what we did. We did what a lot of people in the United States of America never, ever imagined happening ever. Do you know how in shock these Republicans are that they have a two-term African Anglo president in the White House? Are you serious? But we did that. And even when they told us President Obama couldn't win re-election against Mitt Romney, they said that to us. But the president said, that's not true. And we voted for the president. We voted for him. He won by a landslide. He definitely had a mandate. But we were fooled because we, the first time around, we thought the Democrats would be there to support this president. And they weren't. And Michael Steele was very clever in taking back the House for the Republicans. And they booted his black ass out just like that. Did I say black ass? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But that's true. And that's what I said. And I'm going to stick with that. They booted him out, and they gave that job to Rince Priebus for all the work that Michael Steele did for them. That's what they did to him, and that's true. And that's often what happens to black conservatives. Mia Love, Alan West, it's just a matter of time. Once they're no longer needed, they won't be needed. They'll be discarded. Can you say Alan Keyes? No one has even dared mention his name as a potential presidential candidate ever. And isn't it interesting? Alan West's name never comes up in those circles. And none of the other prominent black conservatives but for Dr. Ben Carson. And hey, that's a joke for another time, folks. We have to start a new party in this country. Of course, they'll tell us we can't do it. But I'm telling you, we can do it. Of course, they'll say, you can't raise the money. And I'm telling you, we can raise the money, because if we weren't able to raise the money the way Barack Obama showed us how to raise money, there would never have been a presidency of Barack Obama. Why do you think they spent nearly $500 million to defeat him with negative ads during his reelection campaign? And the mainstream media stood by the GOP and the Koch brothers all the way. We deserve better. We deserve better. All the outrage over Ray Rice and that situation. We literally had 20 white women in Congress, because there ain't no sisters in there, sign a petition demanding reform with regards to domestic violence in the NFL, and yet not one of those women, certainly not as a collective, would have come together to demand legislation to protect young African American, young Negro, young colored, young black people from the abuses of police agencies in their own towns. And why should they? Why would they, when they get just as much money from the National Rifle Association as their Republican counterparts? When they get just as much money from Big Oil as their Republican counterparts? When they get just as much money from Hollywhite as their Republican counterparts? You want to take money out of politics? You want to take the real money out of politics? You want to take the dirty money out of politics? You change the politics. There are some extraordinary people right now on the scene that would make great candidates for a new progressive, if only we had the courage to establish this party or an independent party. I'm very uncomfortable with the term liberal, because liberal represents the American Democrat that we have now, and that's just not the Democrat for me. Got it? Great. But the Tea Party did not wait for permission to go and start its own party. This is what we want. This is what we're going to fight for. Don't like it? Too bad. We'll even get some of our own Republican operatives voted out of office if you're not going to toe the line we want towed. They did that. They did that. They did that. Mitt Romney says, most Americans realize they made a mistake by not voting for me. And what American would that be? The one who's breathing with his head up his small intestine? But I digress. He goes on to say, I'm going to give them another chance to do the right thing. say, what? Excuse me, Mr. Romney. Here's a newsflash, honey. You lost the last, and you do recall you lost the time before that. Sorry, thrice will not be the charm. Just so you know, not happening. But here is a guy who the American people have rejected, soundly rejected, and he's, and I quote, entitled to be president of the United States as if it's his turn. And he's got a lot of money to do it, folks. So I say to you, my fellow Americans, my fellow brothers and sisters, the followers of this program, or any person listening who has decided, I am tired of being afraid of the police in my own neighborhood. I'm tired of taxation without representation. I am tired of institutionalized racism parading as equality when I know better. I'm tired of being the 99% trampled on by the 1% with impunity. I am tired of rich private prisons and poor public schools. I am tired of being paid a slave's wage in a first world economy. I am outraged that my health care is tied to my employer, making me a prisoner to my employer. I object to any insurance policy that would inject the term act of God, thereby forcing me to acknowledge that their God is real. What the fuck is the matter with you people? It's time to wake up, America. It is time to wake up, America. Get up. You know how your mom used to come in the room and say, baby, get up. Come on. Come on, I get up. You know, you got to get up. And then she come back, okay, now, I need you to get up now. And she waiting because you making her late. And then she come back in the room, haven't you gotten up yet? I didn't ask you to get up nice. And when she come back in that room and you're still laying there and you still haven't done anything, any of the things she asked you, which was simply this, hey, sweetheart, it's time for you to get up. I know you turned the alarm clock off, but get up. When she come back in that room and she say, get your fucking ass up out of that fucking bed before I snatch a bone knot out of you. Or she haul off and really want to slap the living slap out of you. Who do you blame for that? And you know what you do? You get up then. Okay, I'm getting up. Stop having to be slapped into consciousness. Refer to the old cologne commercial. If you want to get someone's attention, what you're getting from that is that if you can hear a whisper, you're a more discriminating listener than the average Joe. Got it? Wake up. Be engaged. Listen to what is being said to you, about you, and to you. Educate yourself. I say to my friends and followers all the time, if you spent half the time writing to your congressperson, senator, mayor, governor, that you simply spent on time, simply spent on Facebook pissing people off or getting pissed off, can you imagine what you might be able to accomplish? Imagine if you put all of those words and thoughts and ideas into a book, into a teaching or a learning manual of some sort. See how they've gotten us? And Facebook is really quite ingenious because they've been able to get every person out there who was at one time actually making money off of their own websites. Hey, man, come over here. We're Facebook. We're all nice and friendly. And that is why Mark Zuckerberg's corporation is making tons of money off of everyone else while smiling in your face and kicking you in the ass. Wow, never thought about it that way before, huh? Well, that's what this program's about. That's what it's for, to make you think about things in a way you've never thought about those things before. And I hope that I am successful in that endeavor. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to American Vernacular, A Conversation with the Nation. This is urban radio for urban people. This is progressive radio for progressive people. This is real radio for we the people. My name is Sandra Booker. It is always wonderful to be on this program and spend this time with you. I ask that you please become a follower, a listener of this program. It's very easy to do. Just click on being a follower of American Vernacular. I also want to remind you that I will be returning tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. on this very same network for Brass Knuckle Progressives Radio and Sandra's Rant with my wonderful host, Scott Henderson, along with Kona Lowell from the Big Island of Hawaii. We'll be bringing you the politics unfiltered, and all opinions are welcome. You can like Brass Knuckle Progressives Radio on Facebook. You can also find me on Google Plus, Twitter, and as always, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I want to remind you that if you have not checked out When Love Happens, the Loving Day CD, it is a wonderful recording. It is the only CD ever recorded to commemorate and celebrate the legalization of interracial marriage in the United States. If you are not familiar with Loving Day, which is June 12th, please visit www.lovingday.org. That's www.lovingday.org to get more information on it. And for those of you who love jazz music, I ask that you please pick up a copy of this recording. Proceeds from this recording actually go to continuing my education or my ability to educate people on Loving Day and how very, very important it is. I'm going to play you a track from When Love Happens, the Loving Day concert. You can get it at CD Baby, and every CD bought at CD Baby allows us to continue the work of informing people that life without prejudice is just a much better life. I'm going to take you guys out with Café du Monde from that particular recording. Be sure to visit me at www.americanvernacular.org. And if you want information on my upcoming comedy shows or concerts, you can also visit me at www.sandrabooker.com. That's www.sandrabooker.com. Join in every Wednesday at 10 a.m., folks. We're back. Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. We were in the evenings for a while at 1 o'clock, but we are back in the morning, and I love the 10 o'clock hour. I especially love spending it with all of you. Come back and check me out next week, folks. And don't forget to follow me on Brass Knuckle Progressives Radio, where we kumbaya this all the time. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. And be kind to strangers, because those are the people that sometimes make the very best friends, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans. Good morning, and have a wonderful day. American Vernacular is produced for the Booker Group.
Thank you. Oh.